seated this evening. Well, just to get us back to where we started Sunday morning, we looked on how to say thank you. And it's more than just words. It's more than just saying that word. Of course, we're commanded to be thankful. But how do you do that? And one of them is, the Bible says there in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, is the call. And I can't be any more thankful than the day that I called upon the Lord for salvation. And hello, are y'all saved? We need to have an altar call. Hello, are you going to heaven when you die? You ought to be thankful. You deserve hell. But Christ made a way. He is the way, the only way. And so the Bible says there to call upon the Lord. And it talks about singing. We just sang. And I hope you sang out of your heart, not your vocal cords, this per se. I hope your heart has a melody in it. And so part of that thanksgiving is to call or to sing. And then it talks about seeking Him. And then it talks about speaking of His holiness. And then it also talked about remembering. And again, I believe that's a great part as we think about and remember. I mean, we're blessed tonight. I know everybody in here, it would take half a second to say, well, I got this problem, that problem, this problem. But friend, let's look on the other side of that thing. Look how good God has been to you. We sung that song Sunday. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. I don't know if you've done any of that this week, but it doesn't take long that the page gets full. So we got much to be thankful for. And then Sunday night, we looked on that fact of when to be thankful. Again, it's easy to be thankful when everything's good. And we looked at Daniel, how Daniel, after the king had signed a decree, Daniel went and bowed himself, windows open, and thanked God. And so we ought to be thankful in the good, and we ought to be thankful in the bad. God doesn't change. And tonight, I just want to give you a little something of how to do it. And look with me in Psalms 103 tonight. Psalms 103, if you don't have a Bible with you, should be one in the pew. Encourage you to follow along with us this evening. We're just going to read some scripture tonight and see what the Lord will do for us this evening. The psalmist said it like this in Psalms 103. He says, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Then he goes on to the depths of that blessing. Oh, my soul. Is your blessings to God more than just a tongue? Is it more than just a mental state? Or to the depths of your soul, as Paul said, for me to live is Christ. That's that part of bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. I don't even know them all, do you? I know when I worked at Public Work every year, we always had a period there, a day, when they would go over benefit packages and they'd try to tell you everything that you had. And I still didn't know all that. And that's just the one little old place. Can you imagine all that God does for you? The Bible says every day, every morning, He loadeth you with His benefits. And here the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all His benefits. Notice what He's done for you. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. You ought to thank God right there. We'll sing that song. What sin are you talking about? Brother Brian's wife sung that song Friday night, I guess it was, on that nature. What sin? What sin? So many times we get caught up in sin. I know that. It ought to hurt our hearts. It ought to break our heart when we sin, but I'm thankful for 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And the Bible says to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What sin? He forgiveth, verse 3, of all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. What a shepherd that will heal. I believe in healing. You mean you believe people can heal? No, I say I believe God can heal. Man don't do nothing. God does everything. So, amen. Verse 4. Who, next word, redeemeth thy life from destruction. Do you remember you were going to hell? Do you remember one of those days God opened your eyes to the fact that if you died without God, that you'd burn in a lake of fire? God says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction Then it says, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. I was a hell-deserving sinner, but he saved me, and now I'm a child of the King. The lady sung that song whenever it was, last Sunday, Sunday before, whatever it was, the King and the Beggar. Amen? I was the beggar, but now I'm a child of the King. Amen? Who redeemeth thy life, verse 4, from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, look verse number 5, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You know why you don't have that? Because you're chewing on this old world, and this world don't do that. But God will fill your cup, run you over. You can smile when nobody else will smile. And that's what he says there. Who satisfieth thy mouth. Verse 6, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He is that. He is a righteous judge. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Aren't you glad God took time for you? I'm a little slow out of the gate sometimes. I ain't always where I need to be, what I'm supposed to be doing, but God is slow with that wrath and anger. Verse 9, he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Amen. He has not dealt with us, the Bible says, after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. I've had a little mercy in my life from mankind. Daddy's laid up the switch a few times. I deserved a few more pops, but he said that's enough. But I'm glad God don't give me what I deserve. Amen. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions for us. That's pretty good, ain't it? Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. God knows you. Won't we just be honest with him tonight? As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Aren't you glad what God did for us 100 years ago? Well, preacher, you're not that old. Same God still is doing the same thing today. And if the Lord don't come back in another 100 years, he'll be still doing the same thing he's always done. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandment to do them. The Lord hath repaired his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasures. Bless the Lord, all his work in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I hope and pray that not just tomorrow, but every day from tonight till God takes you to the house, that you will start every day, bless the Lord, O my soul. When you realize, as the psalmist realized, what God has really done for you, he's done nothing but been good, because that's who he is. But preacher, what about? God's never done anything wrong. And he sure has been good to you. A lot better than you deserve, if you'll be honest. So tonight, as we think about Thanksgiving, let's just bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Amen. We're going to open up just for a moment. I'm not going to drag around with it, but if you got something on your heart you'd like to just testify a little bit. Go ahead, Brother George. Sure. Amen. Sure. Amen. Amen. Sure. Yeah. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's what He does. Amen. Yes, Miss Phyllis. You don't have to stand if you don't want to, but if you want to, you can. Yes, ma'am.